another episode of 20 Minutes of Chad, season 9, episode 4, so I'm getting good at this. And where Chad uncrosses his dick and discusses his health issues.
Oh, yes. So I've been diagnosed as a type 2 diabetic since 2020, but I've had it always under control, except recently it's not been controlled. So I'm a 12.2, and all the things, like, that's not good.
No, not at all.
But what's funny is, like, well, I finally saw a endocrinologist who's they do diabetes and stuff like that. But which blows him away is my blood pressure's good, my cholesterol's good, my kidneys are good, my liver's good, my pancreas is good. It's just not pumping out enough insulin, but my blood sugars is super high. So he was just like, okay. He says, like, I don't see you needing to be on insulin 3 times a day. He's like, we want to knock it down to like an 8 at least. He's like, so I'm going to do like one insulin like shot a day. And that's what he's going to say. Use a quickie pen. And then use a sensor just kind of like see what's causing all this stuff. So like 10 days, I was given a sample thing sensor to see what I eat with spikes. Well, I eat like a rabbit anyways. And it was funny.
No, you don't.
I do, actually. I do
see
really.
The burrito photos.
You see, it's not just that, but you haven't seen your recent burritos. I'm not going to give up my burritos, but okay. My burrito. So apparently that, like, I cut meat. Like, I usually do chicken. I've been doing veggies, and I actually use light rice. And even that, it blew up. It's the carbohydrates and the fucking flour tortilla, which kills me. So I tried a taco salad. It works perfectly. It didn't spike. But I'm not going to give up my burritos. Sorry, that's just, I'm like, life is short. I'm going to have one life. I'm going to be eating fucking burritos, okay? Burritos are life. And I only eat veggie burritos. I really don't eat anything else. Like, I'm like, wow, okay. But yeah, I was just like trying to test different foods and stuff over the 10-day period because it kind of gives them an idea and everything. And a lot of stuff, I've only spiked a couple times at 300, which is really bad. But usually it's 250 and under. And like 60 to 70% of the time, I actually was in my range for 70 to 180. That's where, like, and they prefer for 170, but keeping it by 180 was their goal. They're like, oh, okay. So he's sitting there like, so basically sliding scale wise, he's like, you're actually doing pretty good. He's just like, certain things, like, okay. He's like, and you exercise. So he's just like, I really don't see it. The insulin is going to probably help me clear it out and stuff. So I'm like, all right. So he sent in a prescription for the insulin, and I need it. Anything over 10, you're supposed to use insulin. So, but my insurance company, which is through my day job, is shit, basically. It's good, but shit. So basically, they keep denying my medicines. They deny the insulin. So I was like, okay, interesting. They deny the sensors, saying you need 3 times. I'm like, that one, I'm like, whatever. You need to, like, you have to have the sensor. They only prescribe, like, accept proof the sensors if you're on insulin 3 times a day because you need to know everything. Well, I kind of know what everything I do and eat because I know it sounds boring. I know what I eat every day. I try to keep it consistent, but also because of my heart. So I'm like, okay. But yeah, so I'm like sitting there, but now they're like saying insulin and they keep rejecting. And even he's like, dude, like, and he actually looked at like the insurance through Blue Shield of California, was like, this is actually approved through them and they still deny it. So he's trying to figure out a way to deal with that and everything. I was just like, I'm like, whatever. I'm like, if I die, I have a good life. You know, I'm just like, I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm just like, okay, whatever, you
Hold
know.
On. So this could be the last episode of 20 Minutes with Chad.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
What happened?
Well, if you die, this is it.
Oh, yeah, right. Season 9, you know.
So if you die, maybe we should just go for a little segue here. Do I get Andrew to fill in?
Andrew probably will accept. He'd probably be like, all right, he'll do it and just shit on me the whole time. And Chad.
Well, I guess I better set that. Is he on your friends with you on your Facebook page?
No, he doesn't have Facebook.
Well, how am I going to get a hold of him?
Oh, well, probably the old school way, try to find him on the internet, like email
so
him.
Andrew, while you're listening to this, please send an email to extrafeatures@gmail.com and just say, hey, it's Andrew. Chad dies, I'm it. So I know where to go. Thank you. Okay, continue.
He probably would. He probably would. Like, yeah, he
Well, I know
probably
he
would.
listens to this show, so he'll hear
Right?
that.
He'd be like, fucking Chad, what is he saying now? But yeah, no, so I'm like dealing with all that BS. So I'm just like, okay, then with the back injury and stuff too. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, doop de doop de doop, kind of buying my time. So I'm like, man, I just need to go on a vacation. That's what I need. I need a vacation.
So
I
if I
noticed it,
send you
I noticed you went on
$5,000,
vacation.
oh my God, you know what you're discussing? I didn't go on vacation. I went over the border for 6 hours. Six.
He went but vacation. You have to show your passport, go to cross, swim across that lake, and then go to
Ooh,
Buffalo
ooh, ooh, ooh. Over the border.
and
I had an easy cross over, an easy cross back. I saw two lovely Trump supporters I couldn't get photos with in the rain because I was driving. I went to, oh, sorry, Target. I went
Tarjay.
to Trader Joe's, is it
Trader
called?
Joe's. That
Yeah, I
company,
went
Trader
there.
Joe's.
And I went to Walmart. And you know what? I did go to Barnes and Noble because I just wanted to check out their
Why you don't
media
have bookstores?
selection.
You don't have your bookstores in
They're a
Canada?
little different for us. Like, we don't get a lot of American releases, so I don't get Vinegar Syndrome. I just
Oh,
wanted to
okay.
see what I never get to see Vinegar Syndrome in any of those boutique labels in Canada. We don't
Yeah.
have them. But
Yeah.
I just wanted to see them in person. Like, I pulled off an Elvira Mistress of the Dark. I'm like, how much? $40? I'm like, who would pay
Yeah,
$40 for this
no.
garbage?
Well, but they also have good commentary tracks and special features. That's the
Yeah, it should
thing.
be just me and you, Chad. We could do just a good job with those other people.
Oh, true. But no, it's just like I just like listening to commentary, and so that's one thing I do miss about having DVDs.
I do miss used bookstores. That's the one thing I haven't been able to find when I'm down there is a good used bookstore.
I
Because
mean,
that's
you
more
read
my kind of
what?
thing. You know, I don't read well. I need big picture books. But
It
I went to
pop
Barnes and
ups.
Noble, and it was just filled with TCM books. I'm like, who is buying this garbage of $50 with big pictures? So it actually would have been perfect for me because
it's
if I just.
if it's Americans, you know, and they voted for Trump, so be like, that's
So I
car.
did. I mean, what did I buy? I weighed some Mandarin orange chicken, which I love from Trader Joe's.
Oh, yes. In the frozen
I
aisle,
bought
right?
these, I don't know, the potato cheese things. I don't know what they're called.
Potato cheese. I know what you're
Korean
talking about.
corn dogs, Korean corn dogs. I think we call them Korean corn dogs. They're like potatoes with cheese in the middle.
I know what you're talking about. I'm brain farting. I'm
I
like,
bought boysenberry Dr. Pepper, no sugar.
huh. I haven't tried that.
I think that might be all I bought for myself because I don't really buy a lot because I'm not really
I just remember you took a
looking
picture of the
to.
coffee that I bought, the
Oh,
Sasquatch.
yes, that was a wicked. So yeah, okay, so people know if you follow me on Facebook or you know me that well, I just take photos of things I've never seen and I just enjoy doing it. I don't buy everything I see, I just take photos.
Oh, I'm buying
And I love
everything.
USA, it's so patriotic, it is splattered on everything. But I do have a question for you. I got some good news, you don't even know this yet.
Okay.
As you know, Tim Hortons coffee is really big in Canada. I don't drink it, but it's big. Dunkin' is returning to Canada.
Oh, wow. Okay.
700 stores are opening across Canada in the next few months.
See,
Now,
I'm like, I've never
let
had
me
like
tell
I've never been big on Dunkin', but
you.
I
I
haven't
want to
had it
tell
for
you.
such a long time.
I went to Dunkin' when I was in the States in honor of you. I said, you know what? Chad would want me to go to Dunkin'. So I went in. I didn't have coffee because I don't drink coffee, but I did get their
Terrorist.
donut holes. Those
Oh.
things are
Oh,
disgusting.
they're fire.
Those are awful. The fruity pebbles, I almost threw up.
Oh, man, that was yeah. I would.
Tim Horton Tidbits are 100 times better, people.
I don't know. I'm like, I like donut holes. I'm like, I love
I
shoving those.
tried. I tried. I want you to
But the
know I
fruity
went
pebble
into a
one, I
Dunkin' and
kind of
tried.
do get. I tried that one, but you see, fruity pebbles. You have to want to be in the mood for fruity pebbles. I love fruity pebbles,
No,
but the
not my
fruity
thing.
pebbles though, they get, what's the word? They get not dry. They get freak, man. I can't really think of the word. But yeah, it's just like they I don't want to use dry, but I'm gonna say dry. You have to eat them like right then.
Yeah,
Like
I
if they're
did
doing, they
enjoy
can't,
them.
because if they're like a day old or 2 days old, and sometimes food service, they get lazy
Okay.
and they're like, oh,
I have
I
one
hate
more
that.
thing to tell you.
Oh, sure.
So Tim Hortons has been hiring a lot of foreign workers, so a lot of new Canadians is a new accepted term for these people. So since Dunkin' has said they're coming to Canada, Tim Hortons has big sign hiring 10,000 Canadians. I'm like,
Oh,
wow.
wow. Is
What?
there
I'm
that
just thinking,
many
going,
in
so
Canada?
we're hiring all the new non-permanent Canadians because you know why? They get a kickback. But now that Duncan's coming, they're like, uh-oh. So I just wanted your take as an American on that. Because when I was in the States, I found it strange. I'm at Walmart checking out with, oh, by the way, I picked up my buddy 13. I can't believe it's not butter.
You
I
guys don't
tell
have
you.
that in Canada?
No, we don't. We
Oh,
have
wow.
margarine, but not the spray.
Okay.
The guy in the cash is just looking at me. I'm like, don't ask.
He's like, is this like a P. Diddy party part
Just
2.0?
like,
Instead of baby
shh.
oil, I can't believe it's
But
not
I want to know how
butter.
you guys decide what to buy. Like when I go, I don't know if, when I go to your supermarket, it's not Walmart, like an actual supermarket. Your guys' chip aisle is like a co-op, sorry, a mile long.
Yeah.
Your pop section's a mile
And
long.
you know what's ironic about that too? And this is me being like being as observational. All those chips, all the sodas, there's only five companies
Yes.
like that own everything on all
Yes.
those products with different names and stuff. It's not different companies because they always do that. That's how they get a thing,
No.
because they're basically a monopoly. It's only five big companies. Like Pepsi owns Pizza Hut at one point. It's just
They
like,
still do. And Taco Bell.
how they got away with it, people can't say Pepsi, because Pepsi owns a percentage of Yum food brands, which
Yes.
ironically that company is going bankrupt, so they're trying to bring another company which is owned by Pepsi to own Taco Bell and Pizza Hut, and I think KFC is the other one. So I'm just like, so I sit there and I laugh, where I'm just like, they're like, oh my God, the store's so big. There's 600 choices, but all owned by five companies. So it's just like, I sit there and I laugh, where it's just like, America, there's so many choices. And you're like, not really. But no, there's a lot of stuff. And then some stores even have their own brands that they own. That's like knockoff versions of that, but it's their company's own brand. Which is also kind of cracks me up too, where it's just like, oh, okay, Raley's or Walmart brand. I forget what Walmart's brand is, but they're like Walmart brand
Select
potato chips.
great value.
Yes, Great Value. That's the word I'm
If they
thinking.
have this.
Yeah, it's just like
Okay,
you
what
sit there and you
bugs me
laugh.
about Walmart in the States, they have great Thunder Cola.
Thunder Cola, never had it.
That's what I bought it once. It's fine for 99 cents.
Oh,
They
okay,
threw me
man.
different. Not in Canada. Does not exist here.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know. Like, that might be an East Coast thing, because I'm starting to
Oh,
think, like,
maybe.
because there is regional stuff too, where certain things in the West Coast, you have the West Coast, you have the South, the Midwest, and then the East Coast. You do have certain products, like products that are regional. So,
Okay.
that's one thing they always do too, which is like where I try to like be a little more bougie, and West Coast is better than everything,
I don't want to go off. We had an experience last night that I don't
Oh,
want
Jesus.
to not bring up because we only have a few minutes left. So
Right?
can we just touch on that?
All right. So, long story short,
No, it's a good story.
right? No, it's interesting. Where, I have a back injury and I can't sleep really well at night. So, last night was one of those things where I took two muscle relaxers and I just passed out. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm asleep. I'm knocked out. My fan's blaring and stuff. And I kind of roll over my sleep, kind of, I roll funny on my elbow, and I look and I see my phone blinking. I have all these like messages and missed calls for like over an hour. Like I'm knocked out. Like it's almost 12:30 in the morning. I'm old. I go to bed at 10 p.m. But yeah, I have like over an hour and a half of like voicemails, but I don't like look, I don't listen or read any of my stuff at night. Like I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going back to sleep. All of a sudden I get boom, 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 Fairfield PD. Boom, 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 Fairfield PD. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I go and I drag myself to the door and I open it and like, hi, we're looking for Chad. And I'm like, I'm Chad. You're Chad? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, oh God, I'm gonna get arrested. What did I do? I'm like, I'm getting arrested. It's 12:30 in the morning. And I'm like, okay, now all my roommates and landlords all awake now. Everything, dogs barking, all that fun crap. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, you have your mom in a nursing facility, right? And I was like, oh shit. Like, did she die? I'm like, and like, no. She called us. She wants to check on you. I'm like, are you all right? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, she says someone's killing you. I'm like, what? I'm like,
Is that
no.
crazy Canuck in the area? He made it over the border. Get
I
out
was just
there.
like, and the cop was like, both police officers were really nice and understanding. They're like, yeah, we kind of figure. This happens all the time with dementia patients. And I'm like, it's like your mom's in a nursing facility. I'm like, yeah. It's like, yeah, we get a lot. We're glad you're okay. We just, yeah, we tried to call you too, and we left a voicemail, and you weren't picking up. So we're like. I was like, oh, I was like, great. I was like, great. I'm feeling like waking up like two muscle relaxers. My hair was all messed up, drool down my face. I was like, because no one's banging on the door. When I heard like banging on the door, I was like, what the hell? Because we have like homeless people and stuff. And you're thinking like, oh, no. But yeah, my mom was flipping out and stuff. And I'm like, there's no phone. She has no phone to operate herself no more. They don't give her the phone. So I'm like, one, how does she get the phone? And then my uncle called me, I guess like 15 minutes after the police show. I was like, hey, you're gonna have some cops to come by your house. I'm like, it's 12:45 a.m. Like my uncle was awake and he's calling me. He's like, yo, there's gonna be some police officer. Like, what? I'm like, well, yeah, I just had him at my door. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna like, yeah, your mom had them call the police. I'm like, what? It's like, you're not gonna believe this. She said you're getting killed, like you're getting killed. I'm like, well, what? It's like, yeah, I think your mom might be having dementia. Like, this is like that part sucks, but the story itself where it's just like all of a sudden, like for like waking up like dead, drugged out, like sitting there probably looking at me sus, like, well, like, but yeah, they're like, they didn't even like give me anything. Like, I'm like, is there a Chad here? Are you Chad? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, great. I'm like, I'm gonna get arrested for something. What did I do? I'm like,
Maybe they listen to too many episodes of your show and just find
maybe
anything.
that's a thing. That's possible too. They'd be like, oh, we're gonna look at your search database and stuff. I'm like, no. But it's just like, but yeah, no, they're cool, but they're like, yeah, we get this all the time. That's why we would try to call you and text you. I'm like, I don't read my text or anything. And I was out of it anyways. Like, dude, my eyes were blurred. Like, dude, my pupils were probably dilated. They probably thought I was stoned out of my mind. And I'm like, no, it's just, I'm just on muscle relaxers. I was just like, how did she get a phone? I'm like, how is it like, dude, she barely walk. I'm like, okay. But I'm just like, I don't get why the facility called the police knowing, like, okay, they should have been like,
Yeah, I
hey,
was trying to figure
that's what
that
gets
out.
me. That got me. I'm like, wait a minute, what? I'm like, why are you like, are you guys dumb over there? I'm like, and then like, they called my uncle. I guess he's like, this is the best story ever. And I'm just like, oh. Like, I seriously couldn't fall back to sleep. And I'm just like, oh man. I'm like, I have to wake up early that day too. I was like, today, I was like, man, this is some bullshit type thing. But yeah, so I didn't get arrested. Thankful for that. But
Were
I
you
was just like,
hoping? I mean, you get a meal or something? I've never been arrested
no,
for that.
dude. Like, no, it freaked me out because they were banging and flashlights were going through the window, dude. Like, I was sitting there like, what the hell's going on? Like, did someone get in the backyard? Because that happened last time where someone was holding hostages on the other side of our neighborhood. And they had to come through our backyard to get to the other side of the house with SWAT to get the guy. So I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, this is the type of thing where it's just like daily occurrence in Fairfield, California. But yeah, that's what happened. Good times, good times.
I don't have anything else on my list, so you have 2 minutes.
Wow, man, I'm like, we went through that pretty fast. That's
I
like, I
thought you
must.
would continue to go on about bugging me about something on my trip
Yeah,
to
no, I was just
Russia.
like, I started laughing because you took a picture of Sasquatch coffee. I'm like,
Yeah, it
and
was
that's what I did.
good.
And like, you tried it, right?
No, I don't drink coffee. I
Oh,
just
you
like the
got it.
picture.
Or like, so I have that because I get like that. I buy that. That's some
No,
good
that was the
coffee.
funny thing. You held up on Facebook a picture of the coffee.
Yeah, I have the coffee and I use that, and I use Lion's Mane mushroom powder, and I put it in my coffee because it supposed to help
Oh,
you if you're.
whoa.
Yeah,
You
you
add mushroom powder to your
put a little
coffee?
bit of.
Please email me at extrafeatures.ca at extrafeatures.gmail. Whatever at Gmail. If anybody puts mushroom powder in their coffee and I'm
Yeah, you
making
do
it,
have Nick because they also have
no,
mushroom coffee. I'm not a fan of mushroom coffee,
no,
but you
nobody
put a little
drinks
bit of
this
powder,
shit. You
you
invite
put a
your
little
damn
teaspoon,
hippies in Fairfield.
little, just put a little, it's
No,
not a Fairfield thing.
damn
This is an
hippies.
LA bougie
No,
thing.
this is booze. Bleh.
So you put that in there, put a little bit of
Yeah.
like almond milk, mix it together. You're like,
Disgusting.
that's
Disgusting.
so good.
Disgusting.
It's
God, no.
good. I'm like, yeah,
No.
because I don't do sugar no more. I don't put sugar in my coffee. So I usually just do like unsweetened
I don't
almond milk
drink.
or
Let's
just.
just give up coffee. Since you had mushroom
No, I
powder,
need
I'm out.
coffee. I
Mushroom
need
powder out.
coffee. I need it because I am a
You want me to go
cunt.
back? Oh,
I'm
my
a
kids bought
cunt.
lavender and something Starbucks coffee. I can't remember where. Lavender and something.
Ugh, you see, that's in Starbucks. See, if I go to Starbucks, I only go for like their regular coffee, but their coffee is expensive now. It's almost $4 for a cup. And I'm like, for their coffee. Before it was like only $3.45. So I was like, all right, but now it's $4. I'm like, hard pass. So I do get that. Also, I do like the Americano. Americano is really good. I love like iced Americano or iced coffee.
Coffee, iced coffee is not coffee, people. Not coffee.
It is. Oh my
Coffee
gosh.
is
So
hot. This is a refresher or
nope,
whatever
but you know
crap you want it to be. It's
that is
not
incorrect
coffee.
because this is coming from a part Italian. They do have iced coffee, but iced coffee is a lot different than what Starbucks and American does.
Yeah,
It's
because it's
basically
crap.
no, because Italians, they take espresso and actually actual hot espresso, put it in a cup, and then they add ice. So that's how iced coffee is
Still not
supposed to
drinking
be.
it. Sounds like
It's
crap.
so good. It's so
No,
good.
no.
You're raped by a Nicaraguan caught bean picker, huh?
Listen, you almost got raped by the Fairfield police the other night, so I wouldn't be talking about shit. Okay, you're over time. Do you have anything
All
else to
right.
say?
Nope, that's pretty much it. Stay tuned.
Well, you're
Chattels.
dead. I'm having
All
Andrew Hooper
right.
on the Hooper?
Be
Andrew
like, yeah,
Hooper on the
Andrew
next one.
Hooper, yeah. Be like, 20 minutes with Andrew Hooper,
Andrew
sexy
Hooper,
Mexican.
please get a hold of me at extrafeatures at
All
gmail
right.
at gmail.com, please, because we can start your season one next week because that'll be dead. So we're good to go.
Right.
Goodbye,
Chattels out.
guys.